Hi, and welcome to the 31st episode of the Language Meanderings podcast. My name is Jonathan, and today I received a special email from myself from about 3 months ago in the middle of January by using the website futureme.org. I'm going to read this letter that I sent myself, and I'm going to comment on it. So, dear future me, this is past me. From mid-January. You were attempting to learn some Swahili after trying out Swedish and Turkish before that. I hope you have finally perfected your learning methodology for each week and get better at listening and speaking early on in the week and not letting days go. You must be on language number 15 by now. That's crazy. A few days ago after I wrote this, I may or may not have gotten fired from EY. I'm thinking you got fired and that it turned out to be great news. Because you could dedicate yourself to teaching on Italki. A few weeks after I wrote this letter, the All Ears English Interview podcast was published, and then I started to get a lot more Italki students. As I was writing this letter, there were about 3,600 members in the Facebook group, and I was planning an interview with people from the International Language Exchange group. I had launched a story reading project and was still in shock about finding out about Scott Dinsmore's death back in September. Life is short. Do what your dreams are and don't waste time. So, about language heroes. The morning you wrote this letter, you finally had your first Skype chat with Jinya, and it went well. You brainstormed a lot of ideas. I hope she has a successful Facebook group by now. You said you were going to make YouTube videos in Russian every day during the marathon. There had better be at least 80 or so new YouTube videos by now. You'd also better have at least 80 Italki notebook entries each day in Russian. How many words have you managed to learn in Russian? You'd better have a pretty good vocabulary method going on and maybe some kind of vocab hacking process working well. How many Skype chats have you had in Russian in the past 3 months? I hope it was at least twice a week. How is your daughter? She had just started really walking a day or two before you wrote this letter. And how is your son? Is he still talking about dinosaurs and watching Peppa Pig on his mother's tablet? Be nice to her. Spoil her rotten with kisses and spend more time with her and the kids. Make her feel special. She is wonderful and deserves the best. You are awesome, Jonathan, and you are accomplishing awesome things. The sky is the limit, and I hope you are flying high. Wow. There's not a lot of ways to explain the effect that you get from writing a letter to yourself in the future and then holding yourself accountable for your projects and your goals. And this one really does kind of, it's like a time capsule. I got a lot of things in here to predict where I would be 3 months from now. And yes, I started the year off learning some Swedish, some Turkish, some Swahili, and yes, I'm trying to learn a new language each week. Some weeks go by better, some weeks it's a little difficult, especially with this transition right now, going from the office environment, because yes, I did get fired, but yes, it was great news because it has allowed me to go back to what I really love doing, which is teaching. And currently this week, there has been a lot of classes with some new students who are Russian speakers. So today, I had three classes. Tomorrow, I have four classes scheduled. Wednesday, I have two classes scheduled. Thursday, I have four classes scheduled. And on Friday, I have three classes scheduled. So I am starting to get a good set of students, and they are signing up for packages, and they're getting some good feedback. So I'm very pleased with that. It's a good start. It's been now about a month and a half since I transitioned out of the office job. Yes, the All Ears English podcast did lead to some new students who listened to that interview. And at the time in January, when I was writing about this, there was about 3,600 members in the Facebook group. And now we're up to about 8,500. Probably there's a lot of requests that I have not yet responded to this week. So it may be easily getting close to 9,000 people in the Facebook group. I have not yet been able to organize that one interview I was planning to do. I'm hoping to do that soon. Yes, I'm still in shock about Scott Dinsmore. I wrote a blog post about that on the website to say when I discovered his TED Talk and I was really motivated, so I signed up for his Live Your Legend website, and then I didn't realize why there were so many messages from his wife, which turns out to be his widow. And when I was telling Zhenya about Scott Dinsmore and recommending the TED Talk, I did some research on Google and I found a news article about his unfortunate accident in Kilimanjaro in Kenya and the landslide. I was just devastated. I like, this guy was living his legend and motivating so many people to quit their jobs if they were unhappy and to just start doing something that they love. And I think right now I'm fulfilling that dream. I'm definitely in my element. I love teaching. I love meeting people from around the world. I love learning foreign languages. I love helping people with their language learning. And there's so many collaborative projects that are out there. I've started this podcast. There's been so many wonderful interviews with so many interesting people. When I first started this podcast, somebody was telling me, so how many times are you going to do this? And I said, well, I'm trying to try this maybe 5 times a week. And I said, 5 times a week? How is that even possible? Everybody else does like maybe once a month or once every 2 weeks or once a week. How can you possibly do that 5 times a week? I mean, and I said, I have so many things I want to share with people. I want to talk to so many people. I want to learn so many things. Again, life is short. So I really enjoy doing these podcasts. I really enjoy being able to share information and language learning tips and life hacking tips, so to speak. And so it's something I really enjoy doing. And so I'm going to keep this up and keep doing these podcasts. Unfortunately, for the YouTube videos, I did get distracted with my transition with the job and I did have to take a break. So there weren't these YouTube videos on a daily basis and the italki notebook entries. But as of yesterday, today, I have put up a new YouTube video in Russian, and I am really holding myself accountable for my Russian studies by keeping a daily update and a log so that people can see what I'm studying and how am I practicing and what's my study routine. So I am going to keep up with these notebook entries for at least the Add One challenge, and hopefully to take part in the Language Heroes for the spring marathon, which I'm really looking forward to get a fresh start with the marathon again. Unfortunately, there has been some interruptions with the Skype chats for language exchange or scheduling some classes with some Russian teachers. For my kids, yeah, my daughter is walking a lot. She's running. She's catching up with her brother. She's a little toddler now. She's a year and a half. And yes, my son definitely loves dinosaurs and watching Peppa Pig. And if you ask him anything about what he likes, do you like this toy? And he'll answer me, no, I like dinosaurs. And it might not be anything related, but that's one of the things he loves. Almost like that little character, George, who is Peppa's little brother. And yes, I definitely agree that my wife definitely deserves being spoiled rotten. She's a wonderful mother and deserves the best because she does so much for the family and so much for the kids. And I don't think she gets enough appreciation for all the everything that she does for us. And lastly, yes, I am trying to accomplish a lot of awesome things. And yes, the sky is the limit. There's just so many wonderful people out there that I've been able to network with and connect with and to learn from and hopefully even to inspire a little bit. And there's so many wonderful possibilities for this year. And I think this is really going to be an awesome year for the language teaching, for the podcast, for learning languages, and I think there's a lot of potential. And it's thanks to everybody who's out there who's listening to this, who's been giving me positive feedback about the podcast, who's giving me positive feedback about the teaching and the language learning. So I thank you so, so, so very much, everybody. You really inspire me. You really hold me accountable, and you really inspire me to great things. So thank you so much, and thank you for listening to this podcast. And if you are interested in taking English lessons with me or hearing more about my language Mandarins, you can visit my website at hugginsinternational.com. That's HUGGINSinternational.com. Or you can send me an email at hugginsinternational@gmail.com. Once again, thank you for listening to this podcast, and I really look forward to the next one. Take care.